You're listening to We're Only Human, hosted by Ben Eubanks on the HR Happy Hour Podcast Network. We're Only Human focuses and highlights how modern technology and new ways of working are creating a more people-centric workplace. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.h3hr.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Ben Eubanks, host of the We're Only Human podcast. I want to welcome you to episode 5 today. You know, I'm really excited to have a great interview for you with AJ Brustein, the co-founder and CEO of Wonolo. And while I don't throw around the word disruption lightly, I will say that after you hear the conversation with AJ, you'll agree that this company and others like it have the potential to really disrupt the way that we find and acquire talent today. It's really just an exciting prospect, and it'll be a lot of fun to listen to. As you know, I'm always looking for that angle to discuss how technology at work is impacting the people that get the work done, and we get into that part of the conversation later in the episode, including a really interesting piece about what separates the strategic, forward-thinking HR pros from the rest of the pack. I think you'll enjoy that. As always, if you want to listen to other episodes of the show, learn more about what I'm up to, you can go to upstarthr.com/podcast. That's upstarthr.com/podcast. Now, on to the show. All right, everybody, welcome again to a new show, a new episode of We're Only Human, show on the HR Happy Hour Podcast Network. Really excited today, have a great guest. So I mentioned previously on a show that I've been doing some research on the gig economy, how that's affecting talent decisions, things like that, and I was trying to think of who I could talk to, and I realized I'd actually met someone earlier this summer, and it would be perfect to kind of fit into that category. So today I have with me the co-founder and COO of Wonolo, a company that I think is doing some really great work, AJ Brustein, with me. AJ, welcome.
Thank you very much, Ben. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, again, I was thinking through, you know, who do I know and what kind of things can we talk about in this space, because it's something that's, I think a lot of people are starting to warm up to the topic a little bit. And so just to back up a little bit and let everybody know a little about kind of where you're coming from, I think the story of how Wonolo came to be is really interesting. Can you take us through that a little bit?
Sure. So we have a rather unique story, at least out here in startup land. And back in 2013, we had the opportunity. So I was working at Coca-Cola at the time, and we had the opportunity to basically create a new business inside of Coca-Cola to solve a problem that we found inside of Coke. And that problem was really helping Coke deal with sort of unpredictability in their business, a lot of it around the frontline workforce, you know, warehouse workers, merchandisers, truck drivers, et cetera. And when things happen that were unplanned, it's very difficult for the company to deal with that right away. And so what we did was we said, well, we could come up with a solution and help, you know, solve these problems, and then in turn reduce out of stocks and sell more Coke. And Coke said, you know, that sounds really great. We'd love to give it a try. And they initially funded the company. So for the first year of our existence, we were part of, you know, inside of Coca-Cola, working inside of the company. And then about a year later, we spun out and became a separate company, which we are today.
And that was – so what year was that when you guys spun out?
We spun out in 2014, so about 2 years ago.
Okay. Excellent. And so today you're still serving that same kind of market need, right, but on a broader scale outside of just Coke. It seems like we talked about that a little bit, but tell me about, you know, are you still doing just the frontline workers, the, you know, the merchandising kind of stuff? Is that still a focus of Wonolo?
So frontline work is definitely a focus of ours, but interestingly enough, what we realized was there was a much bigger need in a few other categories outside of merchandising. So we still do merchandising, but our biggest focus is fulfillment logistics type work. So, you know, working in a warehouse, picking and packing, fulfillment, delivery, customer support, quality assurance, like all of these types of jobs, you're really driving a lot of growth from e-commerce and, you know, retail moving over to, you know, delivery. So that's definitely our biggest category. And then we have some other areas as well, but it's pretty much a focus on entry-level type work.
Okay, great. So I can remember, again, our initial conversation. We met actually at the SHRM conference earlier this summer, kind of talking. And that was my first exposure to you and to meet you and also to learn a little bit about Wonolo and what they're doing. And I can remember coming back home and saying, you know, there's an app where you can push a button and have someone show up and get this work done. And it's still, you know, people still look at me kind of sideways when I tell them that, because it seems like something so futuristic, you know. I mean, I don't know. How do you sell in a market where it seems like something like that is not even, you know, a possibility? I don't know. It might be a hard question to answer, but it's one of those things that, you know, if you need a cup, you know what a cup is, you know where to find one, you know what it does. But if you need these workers, that might not be the first idea in their minds to, hey, there's an app that does this. So I'm curious kind of how you guys have grown from that initial push. Maybe that's a better question, from just working with Coke directly because you started there, but expanding that out and finding these kind of people. Is it just looking for companies that need that kind of stuff and talking to them about how you have a better solution?
Yeah, I mean, I think your reaction is totally spot on, and it's a similar reaction that we see all the time when we talk with new companies. This idea that, you know, when I want to find – if I'm, you know, a warehouse manager or a merchandiser manager or something like that, and I want to find people today, I'll go through, you know, this long, drawn-out process of posting a job on a job board and getting resumes and screening resumes and doing interviews and making offers and then having someone come in to do a job, and that could take – you know, weeks or depending on the job, maybe even months to get the job filled. And the idea that, you know, I can post a job and an hour later someone's going to show up and do that job, and not only they're going to do it, but they're going to do it well, that's hard to believe for a lot of people. And so, like I said, they have that same reaction that you did. So definitely a challenge is overcoming kind of the traditional, you know, HR and staffing in particular. A lot of it hasn't changed. It's been the same way for a long time, and people that have been doing it the same way for a long time are a bit resistant to that. But, you know, other companies like Uber or, you know, other services that people maybe on a consumer level are familiar with helps people understand how it could work in the workplace as well. And in you know, Winolo's case, how someone could show up at a warehouse or deliver the product or merchandise a shelf or something like that.
Yeah, I actually talked about this topic back in October at the HR Technology Conference, and had to do my first ever Ignite presentation, which was kind of scary. But I talked about this, and that was it's funny you say that, because that's the exact thing that I used to kind of relate it to how this is working out for people and why there's more adoption of it. Because, you know, companies like yours, you see the need and you realize that you could have a solution that is based on that sort of, you know, putting people together that need that, you know, reducing the friction of that transaction. And people are starting to see that in their own personal lives. Like, I can hit a button and a car shows up to take me somewhere. I can get this little minor task done, you know, that I don't want to do. I don't want to pick up my dry cleaning, and I can have someone else do that for me. And they start realizing these small little tasks can come into the workplace and those things can be done too. And again, you guys have kind of a specific use case, but I mean, there are a million ways for this to work out. I've even heard stories about companies like Google that use, you know, task services to get admin stuff done in their front office, because it's such a hassle, like you said, to have to recruit, screen, hire someone for those kind of roles. And they just say, you know, it's not worth it. We'll just have this done by someone that it's simple, it's easy, they can show up, take care of it, and move on, and we're not invested in keeping them busy, you know, all day long. They just handle those very discrete tasks that they need accomplished.
That's exactly right. And I think that's the way that we look at things as well. So take, for example, merchandiser, where we started. A merchandiser for Coca-Cola or for P&G or, you know, any of these CPG companies, it's actually a very complex job, and there's a lot of things involved in that process. And, you know, merchandisers maybe have 5, 10, 20 years experience sometimes. So they, you know, they've built up their skills over a long period of time. But when, you know, you're using Winolo, you may not have, you know, 50 different things that you need that merchandiser to do. You need them to do one thing, which is restock the shelves or build a display or something like that. And when you're able to break things out into tasks, like you're saying, that are very objective, they don't, you know, if I do it or you do it, we'll do it the same way. That's the type of job that can work really well on Winolo. That removes most of the friction and allows things to happen quite smoothly. But when you introduce subjectivity, then you start introducing friction, and you can't have sort of an on-demand process the way that we do today.
Yeah. Well, how do you balance on-demand with quality. You know, I would imagine there's some sort of way for me to rate that person that shows up to stock my shelf or to drive my truck or whatever thing I need them to do. How do you ensure that quality stays high while still giving them that really quick turn?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is, you know, the quality of the work that happens on Winolo, and the satisfaction that, you know, our requesters are what we call the businesses, but our requesters have from using our platform. And one of the ways that we make sure that happens is we have a really exhaustive screening process. So while, you know, you may post a job and I may pick it up very quickly and maybe same day go and do that work, the process for me to get to the point of accepting your job is more you know, more developed and has a lot more steps. So they're taking tests, they're going through background checks, they're screening with us, we're explaining how the system works, et cetera. And if they, you know, don't make it through that process, then they'll never accept your job. And one of the things that we do, which is rather different than, you know, traditional staffing companies, is we're not looking for someone's resume and looking at their experience or their education or anything like that, because what we found to be much more important for, you know, quality results on Winolo is character traits. So really people's attitude. And we call that the five P's. Those five P's stand for prepared, professional, positive, polite, and punctual. And so that's really what we're screening for in our process. And we believe that, you know, if you have those five P's and you exhibit them on a job, you're going to do really well and you're going to get 5 stars. So that's what we're really focused on during that initial screening process.
Very interesting, because it seems like for a long time I've written and had the same belief that, you know, I can teach you just about any skill if I need to, but you've got to have the right personality. You've got to have the right, you know, mindset, that fit, that motivation, whatever we want to call it. But you've got to have that right thought process to be able to do this. I can't teach you to be excited. I can't teach you to be, you know, motivated. And I can't teach you to be a positive person necessarily if you're just not by nature, if you're not going to be positive in general. And so it's neat to hear that that's the way that you kind of approach that. One of the things that I'm kind of curious about, and I don't know if you guys have data on this or not, but do you know how many of these people are doing this type of work for you while I maintain another job? I don't know if you ever survey your Winoloers that are doing this stuff or not, but I'm always curious about that, because it seems some of the data that I've seen from other sources talking about, you know, online platform economy and how labor it gets done in that sort of space says that, you know, hey, that Uber driver is probably working a full-time job and then picks a couple people up on their way home. They don't necessarily do that all day long, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 7 days a week, something like that.
Yeah, we definitely have. And it's a very you know, interesting area for us, because when you look at the type of people that are doing work, the Winoloers on our platform, you can really break them out into three groups. And the first group would be they're unemployed. So they may be looking for work on Winolo, you know, 5 days a week or even more, and they're using it as their main source of income. So that is definitely the smallest group, but they are the most active. The second group would be the kind of the opposite side of the spectrum. Work isn't their number one priority, so they're a student or they're a stay-at-home parent or they're a musician or something that they, you know, really passionate about, and they really need a way to kind of prioritize their passions over their paycheck, so they can't really hold a steady job because something else always gets in the way. That's a really large group, but they work the most infrequently. And then really the most interesting group for us is the one in the middle, which is the underemployed. And that's the person who, you know, works at, you know, Home Depot or something and, you know, is a really good worker but can only get 29 hours per week and needs to find a second or third employer in order to earn, you know, the 40 or 50 hours that they want to really, you know, earn the money that they need. So that group continues to grow as more and more people find themselves in that space. And it grows not only because that population is growing, but because of the ease of balancing their schedule with Winolo while they work that main source of income that they already have.
Very interesting. Okay, cool. I'm glad you had a good answer for that one, because I kind of sprung that one on you. But I think it's a neat thing. That's one that I've talked to when I talk to employers and I talk to HR leaders. You know, maybe I'm talking to – actually, I did meet with some of the key key talent leaders at Home Depot at an event earlier this year. Funny enough, you mentioned them, and we were talking about, you know, how they hire and some other things, but it seems like these companies would be more aware of things like that, because it's, think about it, if you're that person that's stuck at 29 hours and you're capped out, and how challenging that would be for you, for your family, for, you know, just to get by and things, and for the employers, again, there are a lot of restrictions and things that force their hands sometimes, but I mean, it's almost like they would be saying, hey, you know, we can't do any more than this because of this regulation, or we can't offer you health insurance because it's cost prohibitive or whatever else, but hey, you know what, there's a source over here that you can go to that would allow you to get those additional hours you need them, things like that. So I've just built your marketing plan for the next year, you know, no charge for that.
Yeah. Actually, it's really interesting that you bring that up, because the more forward-thinking, innovative HR leaders in the corporate world have a very similar mindset, and saying, I really love, you know, the person, but I can't give them exactly what they need. But if I can help augment that with Wonolo, I can keep them happy. They can stay with us while they use, you know, this other platform, Wonolo, to pick up that additional hours that they need. So I do think that you'll see a lot more of movement towards that area in the coming years.
Oh, very interesting. Really cool. So I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Is there anything else about Wonolo that's, you're like, oh, I've got to share this, there's big news, there's anything else that's kind of on, that's coming in the coming year that you want to, you know, throw out there before we wrap up?
I mean, not really, other than that we keep expanding, so you should hopefully hear about us more and more. Okay. We're really only in 8 cities in the U.S. right now, but I expect to be in, you know, a good number more than that next year. So keep your eye out for Wonolo, and if any of your listeners happen to have work that they need to get filled that is in the frontline space, we'd love to chat with them.
Okay, cool. How can people connect with you or learn more about Wonolo?
Just go to Wonolo.com, and my email address is aj@wonolo.com.
Awesome. Thanks again, AJ. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Awesome.
Pleasure.
Well, thank you, everybody else, for joining us today. This has been another episode of We're Only Human. I'm your host, Ben Eubanks, and join us next time where we talk about the intersection of talent, technology, and people in the workplace.
Thanks for listening to We're Only Human with Ben Eubanks on the HR Happy Hour Podcast Network. To learn more and to listen to the show archives for We're Only Human and all the HR Happy Hour Podcast Network shows, go to www.h3hr.com. And remember to subscribe to the HR Happy Hour Network podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast player app.